pigs would be in a
pen.
Okay, what about the other animals? Or would you ever use the word sty for pig? Okay, never. What about chickens?
They were kept in a coop.
Okay. Did you ever call that the hen house, where that was always
yeah,
the
coop? Yeah, hen house or coop.
Was there a difference between those two terms?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about, where would you graze the cattle?
In the pasture.
And if you were growing a crop, you'd grow that in a
field.
Okay. Were there different types of fields?
Well, yeah, there's different types of crop.
Okay, so you do it. You would name it according to the crop.
Yes, alfalfa.
Your father was an alfalfa farmer.
Yes.
For the seed or for
feed.
For feed.
Yes.
My grandfather was a
seed
farmer.
Oh.
Where would you, for example, if you were, where would you gather all the animals in if you're having bad weather?
In the shed.
Okay. Was there anything bigger than the shed or
barn?
Okay. Is there a difference between a shed and a barn?
Yeah, a shed generally is smaller.
Is the shed open-sided or?
Some of them, yes. Or have doors that they can let down.
I see.
Windows.
Okay. Where would you keep the corn that you had raised?
Well, we didn't raise very much corn.
Okay. Let me see if I can figure another way to go about that. If you have a little baby, you keep the, another word for cradle is, maybe it's not another word for cradle. Crib? Corn crib?
Corn crib? You don't see them out here, though.
People
Nebraska.
Have you ever heard the word go devil?
Yeah.
What, do you know what a go devil is?
We had one that we cleaned ditches with.
Maybe you explain how
and
that
they're
works.
Built in a V shape.
Is it like a plow?
Well, a plow is just one V, and this is.
Oh, so
just
double.
Go right down the middle of your ditch.
So it would be a double faced plow?
Yes. Let's
see. How would you. What would one of those these things you could call it you put over a horse's mouth to feed it?
Feed bag.
You call it a feed bag. Okay. Well, I've got a little drawing here to show you. Maybe you can identify as many of these things as you can. If you want, you can either identify them by saying the number before or explaining what pointing at. Do you recognize what that is?
That's a bridle.
Okay.
That's a saddle.
All right. Do you recognize anything on? Let's, I guess, begin with the bridle.
So here's the bit.
Okay, that's way down at the bottom. Number
here's
seven.
The range.
That's number six.
Here's the throat latch.
That's what, number four?
Four. Number three is the head stall.
Uh-huh. Do you have any names for this number one and number two?
Number one. No, my bridle didn't have that.
I see. All right. How about the saddle?
There's a cinch. Stirrup.
Okay, that was 13 and 10.
Horn.
Okay, it was number one.
Number one.
Yeah, you pointed
out
that was number. Any for this number two or number?
What do they call that? A cantle? Cantle?
Is that what they called it? Okay, number two. What about, do you know what this number 12 here may be? The thing that went down to the...
Saddle strings is all we call them.
Saddle strings?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this number 8? Have you ever heard that maybe called a fender?
That's what they call it, but we never...
You never used that word?
No.
I see. Okay. Well, you...